You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Are you an exhausted Santa? Today is the day after Christmas, and maybe you had a great time. Or maybe you're just glad it's all over so you can relax. We're going to be talking about how to use energy to feel better now and give you a little pick-me-up during the whole show. And guess what? Let's just have some fun. What do you say? We're married intuitives with over 20 years' experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, Santa is dragging and tired today. What can we do for him?
Well, it looks like the picture that we used for this show, the thumbnail.
Yes.
It showed he was collapsed in the back, and all you could see is Santa's feet, and you know.
Okay.
But we're going to be doing this like a spa day that we've done before.
Okay.
And it's a way to illustrate how much energy is a part of your life, and how working with energy can help you make you feel better.
Okay.
You know, most of us, we say, okay, you know, I'm feeling bad. What do I do? Well, turn that smile upside down. That's programming.
Yes.
You know, act as if you're happy. That's
right.
Stupid because that doesn't change the energy.
Right.
You know, although a lot of people say it, a lot of experts say that.
Absolutely.
You know, they try and program you out of your happiness and unhappiness, and it doesn't work.
Okay.
So feeling good is an energy.
Okay.
And here's the really important part.
Okay.
It's not really about what's happening. We see that emotions respond to the energies of a situation.
Right.
So let's say you have memories of an emotion that come from your emotional story that are triggers.
Well, sure.
You know,
it's called a holiday.
Well, sometimes some people are triggered just by the holidays themselves.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You know, they're triggered by certain things or certain looks or...
Or how about certain foods?
Yep.
Certain clothing.
Exactly.
Even certain songs.
Certain moods.
Yes, yes, yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
And the energy that's present around you. For those who understand astrology, that can really affect how something happens.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're in the aftermath of a major event, numbness and overwhelm is usually present. So,
right.
So I guess what we're saying is that how you feel doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what happened. It could have been very successful, but you could be listening to us right now and saying, it was a great Christmas, it was a great holiday.
What are you talking about?
But I don't feel good.
But I don't feel good. Or the other thing is that one of the things that I used to see that would happen in my family, and I know we're going to discuss this a little bit more, but there would be a lot of alcohol going on, thinking that was going to change the mood of the holiday.
That would make it fun.
That would make it fun.
But then even the day after, it's not fun.
No, not at all.
So we're going to start doing this right now.
Okay.
Let's talk about tell people how to clear.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing this throughout the whole show, and hopefully you'll be feeling better at the end.
Okay, I like that.
So here we go.
Okay.
When you're doing clearing, you can do it in any
position,
posture that you want. Mm-hmm. People think that you have to be reverent, that you have to sound like you're praying or you really believe it, or you know, you don't have to do any of that.
Okay.
You can stand up, sit down, lay down, walk, dance.
Uh-huh.
You know, we do clearing all the time in the shower.
Yes.
You know, There's no special posture.
Correct.
So, and then when we say to eliminate, we have a whole thing. I direct all my resources in all dimensions. And then the verb is to eliminate.
Right.
So whatever we say to eliminate in your imagination, in your mind's eye, just gather that all up in your body.
Okay.
And blow it into the processor. Now, if you've done this before with us, you know what the processor looks like. But if you haven't, now is the time to go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section, and in there is a free content. There's a picture of the processor.
Correct.
You can download it for free, print it out, and fold it up into thirds and have it there right on your desktop.
Right.
It looks like a little trash can on wheels. Patricia painted it. And it has a kind of a charm of all of its own. So, but it's something, it really exists in the non-physical dimension. Mm-hmm. So, please use it. And it's great because we put the negative energy in the top, it goes down and gets processed and comes out in the front neutral.
Correct. And by the way, you're not only helping you, but you're helping, all of the things that are going on around you. Plus, you're really helping the environment.
Well, what you're doing is you're removing negative energy.
Yes.
So that's a really positive thing, whether it's attached to you or to the environment or whatever.
Exactly.
So let's take one and try one.
Well, so go ahead, Jason.
So if you're in the aftermath,
okay,
and you're feeling numb and overwhelmed,
yes,
here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate any numbness or overwhelm that I'm feeling right now. Take a big breath, gather up that numbness and overwhelm.
And throw it in the processor.
Take a breath. Now, if you have no idea what the processor looks like and you don't have time right now to go to our website, just put it into a trash can and we'll take care of it later.
Yes, exactly.
So you go ahead.
Okay, we're going to shorten it up just a little bit. And to eliminate all of the triggers from the holiday that happen because of my past and the connection to my family. Nice and easy. Take a breath and throw those triggers away.
They're energies.
They're energies. And the best thing about this is that, and by the way, in the next section, I believe, or the last one, I don't remember, we're going to do stuff about feeling fat and ugly and all those kind of things. And so we'll work on that
Stay
part
tuned.
Later.
We're gonna
Stay
keep going.
Tuned for
yeah.
that. Yes, exactly.
But right now, and to eliminate all the stress and anxiety that even though we're done, is still there because it's an energy.
Exactly.
So take all that stress and anxiety.
And throw it away.
Throw it in the processor.
Okay. And to eliminate any regrets or remorse that you have about the holiday, that maybe because either you drank too much or somebody triggered you with something that they said, and you might have said a little too much yourself. But that's okay. Believe it or not, sometimes those things need to happen. But you don't need to hold on to the regret or the remorse. I release and let go. Regret and remorse of what happened yesterday or in past holidays. That works. Take a breath and throw it away.
And to eliminate any dread that I have about going back to work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a big one.
Yeah, that's huge. That one's huge.
Blow it into the processor.
Definitely.
Here's the other thing. Programming in general always sets you up for shame and guilt because you really get to the results that you want.
Yes.
So if you read something about how to have a great holiday, if you do this, this, and this, or you think this way, believe these things.
That's a formula.
That's a formula. And it's not about, what's different about the ecosystem approach, we never say you should believe this. We say, why? What are the negative energies that are keeping you from accessing a part of you that already knows what you believe?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be told what you believe or what to do in the moment.
Exactly.
What's in your way from accessing that part of you, your essence, that knows right now how you should deal with the holidays?
Yes.
So, if you had the expectations for the holidays and read some more that you should be able to do X, Y, and Z, you know, here we go. So, and to eliminate any disappointment I have.
There you go.
Because I tried to program myself and it really didn't work.
Right.
Take a breath.
Throw it away. And to eliminate any expectations that others had of me during the holiday and the connection with, I'm going to say, my family and my past, when the truth is, I don't need to get stuck in those expectations anymore. I don't need to be affected by them. Nice and easy, take a breath and throw that negative energy away.
So if you're one of those who wanted a pony for Christmas, okay, don't focus on the should haves that mm-hmm. didn't happen this holiday, which is just programming,
right.
You know. I'm just focused on the negative energy. So, and to eliminate any disappointment that I had.
That I didn't get a pony?
Or didn't get it, whatever that was.
Okay.
You fill in the blank.
You know,
that Xbox, that pony, that...
That watch.
Yeah.
Well, that $1 million in unmarked bills.
That wife that was so happy with the holidays that she just couldn't keep her hands off me. Whatever you're disappointed about.
Okay. All right. I release and let go of that disappointment. Today and from yesterday, meaning your past, it doesn't work. I don't need to be disappointed. Take a nice breath and blow it out.
You know, and I have to say, sweetie, I do have a wife that likes me. You know, I know she loves me, but she also likes me. So we have a good time on the holidays, no matter what happens.
Exactly, we do.
You know, and she's also a good cook, so that makes that helps. So, anyways,
okay.
So
and now
I've told all of her secrets.
Yes, yeah. You have. Oh, yes, you have. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
When you are in the aftermath of a major event, numbness and overwhelm are usually present.
Mm-hmm.
Programming in general always sets you up for shame and guilt because you rarely to never get the results that you want.
Oh, good one.
Don't focus on the should-haves mm-hmm. that didn't happen for this holiday. Focus on removing the negative energy, whatever that is.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to work with the energies of your life instead of using dysfunctional behaviors.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about what to do when there is loneliness or hopelessness or any type of sadness you may have had over the holidays. Well, today and in the past. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. We're going to help caregivers connect with someone who has no ability to communicate or anyone who struggles with communication. This is for caregivers who are responsible for young children, seniors, or anyone without language. Try talking to their soul or essence directly. We do it all the time.
Get in a comfortable spot, relax, and close your eyes. Then just talk to them. Feel free to listen for a response. It's that simple. If you want to hear our show about the topic, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for The Story of My Mom.
Listen to our show every week. We teach you how to apply energy techniques to everyday life in ways that is practical and useful. See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balance Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's LyndaLamp.com.
Thank you.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what to do when there is loneliness or hopelessness or any type of sadness you may have had over the holidays. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I know during the holidays, there is often loneliness, depression, and sometimes major disappointment. What do we do with those heavy emotions?
First, don't do what most people do, which is drink those emotions. Eat those emotions.
Yes.
Do some sort of secret bad habit, and you know what it is. I don't have to say. You know what that is that you do.
That's okay? True.
That is dysfunctional and toxic for you.
Yes.
The best way is always to remove those bad feelings. Remove the energies.
Correct.
The bad energies.
So you know what? I'm just going to jump in here, and I know it should be down the line, but if you're eating or drinking those emotions that are laying on top of you, when you're doing that, look at what the emotions are while you're eating or drinking way too much. Look at them. Are they, I'm angry at the way things are run in my family. I'm upset because my sister looks great and I'm not feeling so good about myself. Let me see one more. And to eliminate the feelings of the overwhelm that I didn't present myself like I wanted.
Yes.
Yes. And all of those can be turned into a clearing statement.
So, and here we go.
And to eliminate
those comparisons that I had during the holidays that made me feel bad.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Throw them in that processor. And Jason, where can they find the processor?
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for a free section. You can download it right then.
There you go. Love it. I love it. So, and by the way, that secret bad habit, everybody has them. everybody.
some are badder than others.
Yeah, some of them are. But the bottom line is take note of how you go, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be drinking this.
Or whatever.
I just want to be numb.
So here it is, okay? And one of the nice things about clearing, you don't have to go to a therapist and confess that secret bad habit.
Yes.
Just right now.
For fear of the judgment. But
yes.
Go ahead.
For right now, all you have to do is, let's start with this, okay?
And to eliminate.
The shame and guilt that I have about this secret bad habit.
Right.
Take a breath.
Or habits.
Yes,
take a breath. Nice breath and throw it away.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to saying it to myself. So it goes like something like this. And to eliminate my need to, and then you fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. We're not listening. So you just, right. It's just privately. And to eliminate any need I have to fill in the blank, to do that behavior whenever I'm stressed. Take a breath.
Blow it out. People do not realize how often they do a secret bad behavior or a bad behavior and how much it affects them.
Yes.
That people do not realize it, and it makes it pretty soon they think, well, that's just the way it is and there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, yes.
But that's not true.
And believe me, people have confessed to us because we clean negative energy and they don't have the shame, and then here it comes. and we know a lot more than we really wanted to be honest.
Sometimes, yes. It's true.
So, and to eliminate that shame of that toxic bad behavior, then name it.
Yes.
And then gather that up, blow it into the processor.
Okay, I'll confess one, and this is a really big one because I know about 85% of the people out there do this one, and they don't want to tell others exactly how much they're doing.
Oh, the shame is about how much.
Exactly. That's exactly yeah. right. So, and to eliminate all the shame that I'm holding on to and wearing around my waist and on my backside, we'll put it that way, regarding how much intake of chocolate that I've been doing and not even thinking about it, just putting it in. I release and let go that behavior and that old pattern to numb out to chocolate and sugar. Take a breath. Blow it out.
Oh, people are on the edge of the seat. They're waiting for the confession.
You skipped
the confession.
Oops. confession is that I have a true chocolate addiction, and it has truly affected me in a very negative way, because when I eat too much sugar...
Or chocolate,
then... I don't go to sleep. I don't sleep very well. But also,
get irritable.
I get irritable, exactly. And that's the one for me. Or I start judging myself. And that, I think that's
so here we
really
go.
Harsh.
And to eliminate the guilt and shame about that secret bad habit. Take a breath.
And the pattern of judgment and dislike and even disappointment that I have, that you have in yourself over something like chocolate. Take a breath. Good one.
And to eliminate...
I feel better already.
Yes. And to eliminate doing the bad habit and feeling guilty about it versus clearing it first and then see what happens.
Well, and the other thing is remember, you can always look at the show... definitely.
Right.
But at the end of the show, we always have clearings, and I'll make sure we put one in there for
good
chocolate. Okay. All right. So.
So, here's the other thing.
Okay.
And to eliminate those triggers of all sorts of things, the triggers can be cleared prior to being triggered.
Correct.
For example, let's say the trigger is we've been struggling lately because we watch all these Hallmark movies, and one of the things that they have is a characteristic. They love to show
cookies
and baked goods and
exactly.
all this stuff. That triggers me, you know.
Yes, of course.
And the truth is, for the most part, we don't eat a lot of sugar in this house at all, and we rarely have that kind of pastries just hanging around.
Wait until tomorrow, dear.
Yeah, okay, well, so and to eliminate for me, prior to, see, this is the point of this all.
Okay, go ahead.
You can clear your triggers in advance.
Now there's a concept.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So here we go. And to eliminate the trigger of chocolate and cream something
and
cookies and sugars and pastries.
And also alcohol.
Yes, that are going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, take a breath. They're going to happen for me tomorrow. Take
yes.
a breath.
And you know what else?
And people don't understand. We're pre-recording this.
Yes.
So tomorrow is just before Christmas where, you know, this is actually the day after Christmas.
The show is going to air the day after Christmas.
Yes. And so, but there still could be leftovers. Oh, here we go. So, and to eliminate being triggered by those damn leftovers. Take a breath.
But I want to go back to the loneliness and the depression part of this, Jason, and even the sadness about it all. One of the things that I see is that loneliness and depression and even sadness, those are energies. And the ecosystem approach can help you remove those. Now, I'm not saying in one clearing it's going to remove them all, because we have time after time after time, holiday after holiday after holiday, that we've been affected by all of our lives.
Well, you know, and I remember, again, we're almost running out of time here for this segment.
Okay.
But I remember before I met you, there was always, it was always sort of a letdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was focusing on making it nice for my daughter, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
But, you know, and but that only goes so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started to clear it. when we started doing the ecosystem approach.
That's correct.
But that was before I met you.
Right.
And then I met you. Yeah. And I don't feel lonely in the holidays at all, ever.
Right.
You know? But people don't think of clearing loneliness and then finding a relationship as being connected.
Au contraire.
So,
absolutely.
So let's do that. And to eliminate the loneliness and the hurt and the depression from being by yourself, from being single, from being not having the family experience that you want.
Correct.
That's holding you back right now. Take a breath.
And blow it out. You know, Jason, and to eliminate, I'm going to jump in and do these little bits, and to eliminate the anger that is sometimes on the top of what's going on, of the depression that's underneath, and to eliminate the irritability from too much sugar and then being angry at yourself for eating too much sugar. Take a breath. And to eliminate the heaviness that the loneliness brings and the depression brings. I release and let go this heaviness, and I activate life force in its place so I don't have to be alone. Take a breath and blow it out.
And we need to tell people about life force, but here's the point of all that.
Okay.
Anger and irritability is often top-level emotions.
That's correct.
That covers the loneliness and the hurt and the depression.
That is correct. So Jason, we are running out of time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about life force in the next segment. What are the key points of this segment?
Difficult emotions are always best cleared compared to using dysfunctional and toxic behaviors. Mm-hmm. Deep-seated issues can be triggered by all sorts of things. The triggers can be cleared prior to being triggered. Mm-hmm. The emotions are always in layers, and as you remove the top layer, there's always more layers.
Yes.
But remove the top first. The ecosystem approach is designed to help you identify the triggers and the emotions that cause you problems.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about what to do if you have had too much to drink, too much to eat, and too many sweets. How to clean up your energy and your physical body. Oh, okay, this is good. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is a new way to approach self-help.
See all problems, challenges, and objectives as energy issues. Determine the energies that are blocking you and remove them. Instead of asking, what do I do? Ask what energies are blocking me.
Say to yourself, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. Name the emotions that are blocking you. Some form of fear, insecurity, anxiety.
Take a breath and blow the barriers, the negative energies blocking you, into the processor behind us. Keep doing it.
If you want to hear about our show, A New Way to Approach Self-Help, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for Is Self-Help Obsolete?
Listen to all of our shows because we teach you how to apply energy techniques for everyday life in ways that are practical and useful.
See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
The This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about what to do if you've had too much to drink, too much to eat, and too many sweets. How to clean up your energy with your physical and your physical body. We're going to work on that in this segment. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, we're going to talk about what to do with a holiday hangover, okay? Especially if you drank too much or ate too many sweets or feeling like you've gained a lot of weight. What should people do?
Well, first of all, understand that it's not about what you did. It's about the energy that you did it with that caused the behavior that's probably still there, even if you don't feel it now.
Correct.
Now, we do a lot of natural supplements.
Yes, we do.
And one of the people that we get their supplements for, they have this special clean out.
Mm-hmm,
so if you've overeaten, that you can take this and it'll help clean you out, clean out your digestive system, that sort of thing.
Right.
It doesn't get the energy.
No.
And people think, oh, you know, I ate all this sugar, or I drank all this alcohol, or
I ate too much pumpkin pie, things like that.
Exactly. And it's really heavy and I feel really bloated, blah, blah, blah. They focus on their physical body, but the best thing you can do is clear the energy that's holding on to that.
Okay.
And your body will naturally want to get rid of it. So here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the anxiety and stress and overwhelm that made me drink too much, eat too much, or all the other too muches.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Throw it away. And I have one.
Okay.
And we're going to do this one more than once. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate feeling old, fat, ugly, unworthy, and even hopeless.
Yes.
I release and let go all those energies because they seem to show up every holiday that I have. I release and let go of them right now and throw them away. You don't need those energies. Think about it this way. They get in your way and keep you from the clarity that you need for your everyday life.
So, you know, the truth is those energies of feeling old, fat, ugly, whatever you said.
Wrinkled, all those
are things. Usually not telling you the truth.
Mm.
So you can go to a holiday party and someone showed up who looked really good.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you look really bad, but that's where a lot of people go.
Well, and the other thing is instantly that says to me, that's jealousy.
And self-esteem. So here we go. And
there
to eliminate the jealousy that I have, the competition that
that's
I've
right.
been trained in, and the unworthiness that says, if someone comes to the party that looks better than me, then I should get... I should feel bad about myself.
And that gives me the right to eat as many cookies as that will fill me up, and then eat an entire meal on top of that as well, not to mention how much alcohol you drink.
Take a breath. And what I would clear is, and to eliminate the false belief that eating all that stuff helps. It doesn't.
Not at all.
Take a breath.
Right. Okay.
So, here's the other thing, okay? When using the ecosystem approach, it's never about what you do, it's the energy, which is what we're clearing now.
Right.
But because the energy is the root, if you focus on changing behaviors, so in other words, if you get yourself all psyched up before that holiday party and say, I'm not gonna eat all that chocolate, I'm not gonna eat all that candy,
right.
I'm not gonna drink, you know, five drinks, I'm only gonna have a sip of one, you might be I'm successful in holding yourself back,
right?
But the energy of unworthiness, of shame and guilt,
it's still there.
Exactly, and it'll get you some way or another. If you use programming to control yourself,
that's right.
At some point, it'll find a way to get you. So here we go. And to eliminate the root cause, which is that negative energy of shame and guilt, competition, feeling unworthy, feeling like I don't look very good, take a breath.
Okay, exactly.
Blow it into the processor.
Okay.
Here's the other thing, okay? People don't understand.
Okay.
When you hold yourself back, that energy isn't able to that unworthiness, the competition, the jealousy.
Sure.
But negative energies are like whack-a-mole. If they don't pop up over here, they're going to pop up over here.
Exactly.
And people don't get the whack-a-mole principle. So here we go.
Okay.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see negative energies are like whack-a-mole. So when you stop it here, it's going to come out over here.
Correct.
Take a breath.
And the truth is, I don't need to be a victim to it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that the negative energy is the root. It's
yes.
not the behavior. It's
yes.
it's the energy that's the root.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
Throw it away. Throw it away. So for you know, we don't talk about this enough, and it's the life force energy.
Yes. So if you're going to that party and you know your sister-in-law always looks better than you do, you know, or that brother-in-law always has a better story than you do, or mm-hmm. is talking about
right.
how much money he has versus how much money you have. Here's what
you... Or the implication of that.
Yes, exactly. So, and you don't have time. Let's say that those deep-seated fears of insecurity and jealousy and competition might take a while.
Yes.
Here's the quick fix, and it's using life force. So here we
yes.
go. And to activate life force, and imagine, you want to explain that?
Sure. Yeah. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that we have access to. And what we do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our body. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to ask it to turn around and ask it to pick up any negative energies that are left over and actually blow them into the processor. By the way, this works. And the best thing about it is that you can take life force energy anywhere and everywhere that you are, and you can do it with all kinds of things in your everyday life.
So if you know that this is a difficult situation, or these issues that you have
right.
when you go to this party are big.
Yes.
You know, that you can't just throw them off.
Right.
What you can do is say, okay, I'm going to activate life force.
Yes.
To give me confidence. So here we
yes.
go. And to activate life force, so I have confidence in what I'm doing going forward.
Pull it down and blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have the strength and the courage to be who I am authentically,
yeah.
even though I haven't removed all these negative energies yet.
Yes, exactly. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy and let it help you throw away negative energies. You don't need negative energies. Remember, they're just blocking you from the clarity that you need for your everyday life. So, Jason, let's talk about the key points for just a minute, and then let's move on to the next section. What do you say?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, so here are the key points. Okay. When using the ecosystem approach, it's never about what you do,
mm-hmm.
but the energy that causes the bad behavior.
Yes.
Energy is the root of all bad things in the first place. It's not behavior.
Yes.
And if you focus on changing the behaviors, the negative energy will just move to another area.
It does a whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole, exactly.
There you go. I love that.
Using life force will help you when you need relief from the heavy energy right now.
Exactly.
So if you're depressed, if you're lonely, if you're feeling bad
yes.
about yourself, life force is the answer.
There you go.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to use energy techniques to always get to the root cause and remove those energies.
Exactly. You know, I just have a little tiny story. That's
okay.
probably why I had you do that early.
you tricked me.
I did. I tricked you. Some would call it manipulation, but that's okay. Anyway, when I first started doing the ecosystem approach, and Jason and I worked together a lot on this. because I needed a lot of help. I have a very large family and there is competition all over the place. And so we had gone to a holiday party, and I believe it must have been Thanksgiving. And but that's the same as Christmas in my family. And I walked through the door, and we'd cleared a lot of energy before then, negative energy. And I had three different people come up to me and say, "I don't know what you've been doing, but you look fantastic. I don't know that I've ever seen you look this good." And it was almost that verbatim that those three people said something to me. And it just confirmed that the ecosystem approach was the way to go.
Energy changes you, whether you, yes. You may not feel it exactly the way, you know, you,
well, and
your feelings are very black and white,
exactly.
You know, and so oftentimes you don't have perspective.
Correct.
But that's where people come to you and say, "What have you been doing?
What have you been doing?" Exactly. And I have to tell you, I'm so glad that I work and work on the ecosystem approach and removing negative energy from myself daily.
So if you're convinced, go to our website right now,
yes.
theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. We're going to come right back and do some more.
We're going to do some more clearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
This is good. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to continue to help you to remove the energies that keep you from recovering for those holidays, having to activate life and having to activate life force so you can feel really good in spite of all the things that have happened or are going to happen. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is for help with difficult communications with loved ones, bosses, coworkers, or even a teenager.
Do this. Say to yourself, "I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers to direct, open, and honest communications with," and then name the person. Take a breath and blow the barriers, the negative energy, into the processor that you see behind us. Keep doing it and see what happens. The more you do it, the better the results.
Want more information? Listen to our show every week. We teach you how to apply energy techniques to everyday life in ways that are practical and useful. See you Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Sherry Collins is an intuitive development life coach, psychic medium, and teacher of many modalities to help heal the body, mind, and soul. Her work mixes together a variety of different modalities to create something totally unique and powerful. If you are ready to heal the past traumas and wounds that keep you stuck, Sherry will teach you techniques that will allow you to live your best life. To learn more and book a session, visit sherry-collins.com. Are you tired of struggling and feeling overwhelmed or being indecisive about your future? Angel guidance can assist. Contact Cindy Smith, your angel empowerment practitioner, for an angel card reading and more. How would you like to gain more clarity, energy, and a new perspective for your upcoming future? Find out more and book a session at cindysmithaep.com. That's cindysmithaep.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to continue to help you to remove the energies that keep you from recovering from the holidays and having to activate life force. We're going to have you activate life force so you can feel really good in spite of all the things that happened or didn't happen. Are you ready, Jason?
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier, so I can see that removing the negative energy of the holidays will help me feel better.
Nice and easy. Take a nice breath and blow out those negative energies that are blocking you from feeling better. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that depression, loneliness, and sadness are energies and can be removed. Take a nice breath and blow them out.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress I have about getting back to normal.
I love that. Take a breath and blow it out. Any feelings, and to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have about some aspect of the holidays today and from the past. Take a nice breath and blow it out.
So, and to eliminate the barrier so I can see that programming methods dull and numb you from real feelings of happiness and joy.
Yes. Take a nice breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that programming or forcing yourself to feel
something
numbs you from just feeling good. Take a nice breath. You don't need to get stuck in that and blow it out.
And to eliminate my feelings of fear and terror that I have that I won't be able to get back to normal.
Oh, yeah, good one. And to eliminate all the jealousy and competition that I have with, relatives and the people around me. I don't need that energy. It doesn't serve me. Take a nice breath. Blow it out. Get rid of that jealousy.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that difficult people or situations can be removed over time.
Nice.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resentment I have about any unworthiness that I've picked up through the years or just today, I don't need that unworthiness. It doesn't serve me. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing that applying the ecosystem approach is the best way to get back on my feet after the holidays.
Yes, absolutely. Take a breath. Think about taking 10 minutes to read through the clearings that you can find on our website. This is an amazing thing to do to help you get started, I don't know, in your day, tomorrow.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that clearings are cumulative.
Yeah.
The more you do them, the better the results are.
Yes.
So this is why we make the free section free,
yes.
Especially getting the weekly newsletters, because all the clearings are there.
Yes.
So you can put them on your phone. You have a few minutes. Start clearing. Just keep doing it.
Take a breath. Roll them out. And to eliminate all the old patterns and all the old rules regarding how I'm supposed to do the holiday, when the truth is I get to choose that I don't have to carry those old patterns and negative energies around. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that those deep-seated issues that I have around the holidays I don't have to be a victim to anymore. But I need to start now.
Yeah.
And clear for next year. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the routine of using negative energies doesn't have to bite me in the backside. I'll say it that way. now or in the future. I can remove the negative energies from my past. Take a breath and blow it out.
Should we activate life force?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Let's do that.
We go. Activating life force, the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. We have not only the right to use it, but we can be better because we do use it. And it goes like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can be happy and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity for myself starting right now about what I need to remove for the holiday and holidays, now and in the future, and what I need to remove from the past. Take a nice breath. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Pull in that life force energy, because remember, it's going to help you. Stop it at the tips of your toes and ask it to turn around and throw out any negative energies left over.
And to activate life force, so I can have hope to use my skills with energy to have a better holiday next year and to feel better right now this year.
And start right now, today. Take a breath. There we go. And to activate life force, so I can see with some understanding how whack-a-mole, meaning the energies that get you every year, you don't have to do them anymore. You can get rid of them. Call in that life force to ask for that help to remove and get rid of the game of whack-a-mole. You don't need it anymore.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus on removing the energies that block me whenever I'm having bad feelings instead of doing some sort of programming method.
Exactly. Pull it in and blow it out. Jason, I'm going to add one more because I said I would. And to activate life force so I can have help and understanding regarding the energies of feeling old, fat, ugly, wrinkled, broken, unworthy, unhappy, and dysfunctional. Starting right now, today, it doesn't serve me anymore. Pull in that life force energy to help you get rid of all of that negative energy and blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, next week is going to be a day after the first of the year.
Okay.
And it's a time to evaluate your life. Mm. But most people make a major mistake. And I'm willing to bet you that chances are if you in the beginning of year, and you've probably heard us before, if you've been listening for a while, you know that we're not doing
resolutions
and all that stuff, objectives, that sort of thing.
Right.
But it is a great time to evaluate your life and say, okay, where am I and where am I going?
Well, and
people make this huge mistake.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you what it is now. You'll have to listen next week.
Exactly.
But it's huge.
Yes.
And most people don't ever talk about this, and it's underlying a major misconception about the way the world works. So this could be the one of the most profound shows for your life.
Okay. So, Jason, I know you have a little more to say here before we end the show.
Well, you know, if we touched you today, if you said, "Oh, I'm feeling better," maybe you'd go away from the show and say, "Yeah," a half hour later, you said, "Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better
or lighter."
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what you do. Okay. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. Sign up for a free section, because then you get the weekly newsletter that has all the clearings.
Correct.
And you can do the clearings over and over and over again. And then just be sure and listen to our show every week, because we do the clearings at the end. Do those clearings with us, and you'll learn about how to apply energy to different aspects of your life. Because in this world today, we're not trained in energy. We're trained in programming.
That's exactly right.
Go to our website. Go to our Facebook page.
There you go.
TheEcosystemApproach.org. You know, you can watch our show there. If you're there, please like us. I just like those likes. and leave a comment if you want.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.